This is Jada Lucas with WFHB. November 3rd, Ivy Tech will host its first ever storytelling series. According to the series description, this series details the experiences of immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers in the local community. The series is created by Aubrey Cedar. I had the opportunity to speak with Cedar, Paul Daly, the producer and director at Ivy Tech, Kate Brown, an actress in the series, and Willie Palermo, a local poet who is also performing in the series, what they hope it will bring to the community of Bloomington. Cedar speaks first, followed by Paul, Kate, and Willie. So what was the motivation behind creating or being involved in this series?
So a while ago, Bloomington United, which was a group that had happened back in the 80s in Bloomington to support local groups of people who felt disenfranchised, it reignited because of some events happening around the country. And we got together a lot of groups in Bloomington that work to preserve the human rights of people in town, groups that are still underrepresented. And so we had a lot of groups come together, groups like the local NAACP chapter and Volunteers in Medicine and immigrant service groups like Bloomington Refugee Support Network. And we talked about what we could do in order to help support different communities in the community that felt sort of disenfranchised, especially by the new presidency. And one of the things that me and some of my friends there were proposing was that we do a storytelling event, because I'm a huge fan of the Moth podcast and of all of the Moth story slams that go on around the country. And I really am also a theater person. And so I really love and believe in the power of story and the power of hearing people's true stories, how it illuminates for people what really goes on in other people's lives. And it also seemed to be something where you were teaching people about other people's experiences without preaching to them or telling them what they should think. So that was my inspiration for creating it. But Bloomington United didn't have the infrastructure to do it. And so I've known Paul Daly for a while. We did the first production we've ever done together was in 2013. And so I thought, oh, maybe Paul would like this. And so I went and I pitched it to him. And then we went from there.
You're a part of the directing process as well, correct?
No, I haven't been involved with the directing much. I'm really there as a producer to make sure it moves along on time schedule and budget.
Mm-hmm. And what made you feel as though that you wanted to produce this series?
You know, Aubrey approached me at a good time. It is something that I strongly believe we need to be doing more of in our society. We need to be listening to each other. And I think for whatever reason right now, we're having a hard time hearing one another. And I've experienced that in my personal life. You know, I've got a friend that I've been friends with now for 24 years, and he and I are very much in conflict about the direction we think the country should be moving. And the most frightening aspect of that, because you're always going to have these differences about what we do to move forward in a good way, the frightening part is that we can't even listen to one another anymore, that it's become reduced to these ideas of you know, fake news, where facts don't even exist. And there's a real problem when you can't even agree on the basic facts of what's happening. And so this idea of getting people in a room and simply telling their life experiences and hearing that, I thought was vital for what we need across the country. And I can't really do that across the country, but I can do it here. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was interested in jumping on board with Aubrey's idea.
Phil, how do you feel artistic expression can lend itself to bridging those divides in community?
Well, performance is empathy. You can't tell a story, you can't memorize a story without relating to that story. And there's also the audience aspect of hearing a story. You can't hear a story without being affected by that story. And so that's, I think, what makes this kind of approach important.
I think that, because I ask myself that question a lot about, you know, why, like, what do I want to come from this? And why do I think that storytelling is like the best way to tell these stories? What I see from storytelling is that it's one of the only times, because around the dinner table, you know, you're talking about politics, you're talking about experiences, and, you know, you talk over each other, or you're listening to the person only as far as then you can make your next point. But when you sit down in an audience and the lights go down on you and lights come up on someone else, we all agree that we're just going to listen to that person, and it's unacceptable to speak while they're speaking. And so it's this beautiful thing that can take place when we make that sort of contract, which everybody understands immediately when they walk into the theater, that that's the contract, that you don't speak during a performance like that. But I think what I told Paul in the beginning was that what I want people to do is come in with an opinion and leave not being able to choose an opinion.
I have a few more years of producing experience, so occasionally I have thoughts and ideas that may help guide her. But this has been a wonderful job done by Aubrey.
I agree. And I just have to show up for rehearsal.
What is it like for you kind of having to, how do you put yourself in the shoes of the person who you're representing, their story?
The person that I'm portraying is dead. She was a Holocaust survivor. I have read a lot about the Holocaust, about the war, World War II, Hitler. I have a knowledge of that particular period. But her words are enough right there. I mean, I'm just using her words, and it's her story, and I'm just proud to be able to retell it.
I'm going to be performing two pieces. The first one is a piece about my mother's journey crossing the border. Second is a piece about basically my relationship with English and Spanish and language growing up, the difficulty to learn Spanish and my growing relationship with falling in love with English, even though I had like challenges identifying with it to begin with.
What inspired you to get involved in this project?
Aubrey reached out to me and mentioned a contact at Volunteers for America. Mentioned a contact for Volunteers of Medicine. Mm-hmm. And Volunteers of Medicine is one of the best groups in Bloomington as far as supporting the immigrant community. So once I saw that, I was like, I definitely want to be involved. And I saw the script and saw how empowering it was and how many different groups were involved, and definitely wanted to take advantage of the chance to reach different audiences as well as to be back in a performing space like a theater. I've really missed the sort of energy you can create in that space, and especially to transform people and help them open themselves up to new perspectives. A lot of people, like what artistic expression allows people to do is understand the human aspect of things. You can study a lot about the policy, how the laws affect things, but what the art allows you to understand is how this affects people's lives on a concrete level. What it does to them, like emotionally, how it affects their relationships, how something as simple as like migration or crossing a border can completely change the relationship you have with your parents, the relationship you have with language, completely change the way you approach American culture. And that's something that, like, as much newspapers or like scholarly or whatever research or reading sociology doesn't always provide for you, like what the experience is growing up or migrating itself. So that's a lot of what art allows you to do, is understand it on a human level, and hopefully through that be able to empathize and, you know, help create stronger and better communities.
That was WFHB correspondent Jada Lucas speaking with Willie Palermo, Aubrey Sater, Paul Daly, and Kate Brown about their upcoming Ivy Tech John Walden Art Center storytelling series on November 3rd.